Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I'm Alex Albisu, in for Brian Ibbett, keeping his seat warm while we're getting to know the contestants of Season 1 a little better. Today, we're talking to Brandon Garrison. Let's get into it. Brandon Garrison is the first contestant to be eliminated from America's Next Top Podcaster. We talked a bit about what this competition means to him and also what kept him a bit distracted during the beginning phases of this show. Here's my conversation with Brandon. We are here with Brandon. Brandon, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing good. It's been a long time since people have heard your voice.
I know, man. It's been, I don't even know how many episodes the whole thing was, but I know there was 12 contestants, right? So yeah, it had to at least be 12.
At least. And, you know, if you count all like how Brian and Hammond split them up into various chunks, like there are a lot of episodes out there for people.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to be able to consume them all.
Very excited, man. You have had a lot going on in your life. I want to kind of start from the beginning. You know, people heard you very briefly in the first episode, the very first challenge, and that's unfortunately where you got the boot. And people didn't really get a chance to know you. So why don't you just take a quick moment and reintroduce yourself to the world out there?
Yeah, for sure, man. So my name is Brandon Garrison. I also go by Umphy in my online persona, I guess you would say. Man, I've been listening to podcasts for a long time. I kind of started off with the Frog Pants Network, listening to them in, I think it was my eighth grade or freshman year of high school. And I'm 22 now. So I've been listening to Scott and Brian chit chat and all those guys talk for a long time. So it really inspired me to kind of dig deeper into my hobbies and try to create podcasts. That's how the podcast that me and a few other guys made, Uberview, kind of was concepted. And from there, so that's kind of my podcasting background. Other than that, I run a specialty alignment shop in Las Cruces, New Mexico. So that's actually pretty new to me. That was a big reason why I had kind of a hard time keeping up with everything as far as the podcast stuff goes. So I kind of inherited a position at my dad's shop, which is pretty much managing the shop. So I was on not only a learning curve, but a big new role. So that I hadn't conquered. So
yeah, you had a lot going on, and it was kind of a snowballing effect for you, unfortunately, with a major event happened towards, was it the end of last year?
Yeah. I don't even remember what month it is right now, but my grandfather actually passed away. So it was kind of out of the middle of nowhere, to be honest. He went to BlizzCon with me. Like, he went to a lot of the places that I actually like met Brian at, and had a big impact in like I would say my podcasting and my gaming career, and I also do streaming. That's kind of a new hobby of mine that I have enjoyed. And he was a big part of helping me do that. So it was kind of a big blow to me, just personally, but also to our family. You know, we have a pretty close family. So it was a hard time, and with the holidays and the new job and everything, it was just kind of hard to keep up with everything. And I really do apologize to Brian and everybody that put so much work into this. And I know a lot of work went into it, because I really felt like I wasn't able to take advantage of the opportunity that I was given. And unfortunately, the opportunity that I was given at the shop is not, it's monetarily helping me and my wife right now, you know, pay the mortgage and stuff. So
yeah, hey, it's a priority, and you're choosing the path that's going to help you monetarily. I get it. So But here you are, you have your own business. Essentially, you're an entrepreneur. So what's that like? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, you know, I have some really awesome opportunities with the shop, you know, and also, you know, I'm being able to incorporate a lot of stuff from my my podcasting kind of, I guess I don't know if you'd call it a career, but experience, and able to kind of really, and for my gaming career, it's amazing how much the stuff intertwines as far as software on computers and stuff goes. But able to kind of take in over the commercial side of stuff with graphic design and social media and that type of stuff, and also running the front and scheduling mechanics work and all that type of stuff. And another awesome thing about it was I kind of got to reconnect with a lot of the people I grew up knowing, because my dad was obviously a big part of the shop. So, you know, being able to come in there and know a lot of the people and stuff that was going on was a really nice, refreshing thing from what I had been doing.
So. Very cool. Now tell us about your love and your passion for gaming. You're a streamer. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, I think one of my biggest, things about gaming is just the community that, adapts to the game. You know, without any, you know, without games, I really don't know if the Frog Pants Network would exist in the capacity that it does. You know, The Instance was a huge backbone of the Frog Pants Network. The Final
is that,
Score. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Is that the first one that you ever listened to? Because that was my first one.
Yeah. Definitely. And it, you know, it grabbed me, and I was like, dang, you know, I'm so excited to be able to hear guys talk about, like, you know, mature men. You know, because my dad was never into video games, you know, he thought they were kind of dumb, a waste of time. And so, you know, I realize now that that's not what they are. But, you know, to be able to listen to guys talk about this and be excited, you know, it was almost like, oh, man, there's other people out there, you know, and I'm not in the biggest town. So it's nice to be able to hear people talk about the things that are on your mind, you know?
Yeah. How was it, you know, with your dad, not being, I don't know, is he not supportive of video games?
No, my dad was absolutely, he was really supportive of my hobby. You know, he helped me get to BlizzCon 1 year. I think it's less of a, not wanting to support, and more of a, he just lacks the knowledge as far as computers and that type of stuff goes, because it's just not ever what, you know, it wasn't ever a hobby of his. He didn't really get it. Yeah. It was still new, you know, when my dad was young. So, and it's kind of cool now, because I'm getting to go into his business and change a lot of stuff and go, hey, you know, look at this cool thing that we can, and getting this to, you know, he doesn't have to call a computer guy to fix his stuff anymore, because I pretty much know how to do it, you know.
Good for you, man. You're bringing your passions into this. While you couldn't necessarily exhibit your passion here on this show, you were able to still kind of bring your passions for technology, computers, into bringing your dad's shop into the 21st century, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as far as the shop goes, I mean, it's I never planned on owning the shop or not, but, you know, right now it's something that financially can support me, and I have a future in it, you know, as far as the business goes, and you know, this could potentially, you know, be able to support endeavors that I want to pursue as far as, you know, podcasting and doing streams, you know, doing that type of stuff out of the back of the shop, maybe, or, you know, being able to fill my position eventually and kind of pursue, things that I'm interested in, and be able to still have a kind of the backbone of that financial stability, you know?
Very cool. Yeah. Well, if you ever, end up having the time to do it again, would you ever consider trying out for this show again?
I tell you what, man, it felt so overwhelming, the shop did at first. You know, I think everybody could understand going into a new position and just having to learn, especially, you know, I'm still a pretty young guy. So this is one of my first, like, big things that I've had to kind of conquer and learn how to do on a daily basis. And of course, as you do that, it gets easier. So I am starting to find myself with a lot more free time and getting home and going, oh, you know, maybe I do want to sit down and stream for a while or do that type of stuff. So I am looking forward to being able to run the shop and not be so tired in the evenings to be able to kind of want to pursue the stuff that I want to, as far as podcasting and stuff goes. So I think I'm getting there, and I definitely think, by whenever these guys are looking to do this type of thing again, I would definitely love to be involved in some kind of capacity, whether it's just volunteering or you know, something else. But definitely, and I think it's such a cool idea, and I'm so happy that Brian got to do it.
Yeah, no, totally. It's been an amazing experience. Now, another amazing experience has been you're a couple years into marriage, right?
Yeah, you know, I just celebrated. Me and my wife Kaylee just celebrated our first year of marriage, on the 16th of March. Oh, I got that right. Okay, good. But yeah, so she's awesome. She is. Man, I didn't think I'd ever get to marry somebody that would be so supportive of, not only like letting me be able to sit here and play video games when I want to, but also support me in my endeavors as far as streaming and podcasting. She was so excited to hear, that I was going to get to be a part of this thing. She was the first person I called, and just, it's so cool to be able to have somebody that's willing to, you know, be supportive and talk to me about what's going on the podcasting stuff and kind of be interested in what I'm doing. So I really do appreciate that from her.
Good man. Yeah. It's amazing having a support. My wife has been one of the most supportive people in the world, when it comes to this sort of stuff. And I gave her a nice shout out on the show towards the end there. And, I don't think a lot of people really understand how much time stuff like this takes. When you have a partner who is so invested in your success, with stuff like this, it goes a long way. So hold on to that one, man. Don't let her go. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. You too.
All right. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for sharing, what you've been up to. Perhaps we'll see you around season two or season three of this thing. Once you start getting your bearings over there in the new entrepreneurial role that you're in.
Yeah, man. And congratulations to you. That's so exciting. And then such a cool thing that you're getting to do right now. So,
thanks, man.
Congratulations on the opportunity, and definitely you'll go far, man.
I appreciate it. Our guest today has been Brandon. So as you likely heard from this episode and then also other past episodes of America's Next Top Podcaster, podcasting takes a lot of time. It's important to know what you're committing to, and kudos to Brandon on having his priorities straight. It's tough to sign up for a competition like this and then, you know, have to really set it aside to focus on things like the family business. But when you're able to make those choices, you end up going a lot further in life. So best of luck to you, Brandon. I wish you all the best. If you'd like to reach us, you can email toppodcaster@gmail.com. This has been Alex Albisu filling in for Brian Ibbets on America's Next Top Podcaster, the special Diary of a Reality Competition podcasting contestant segment. We'll see you guys next time.